to see these things, and also other volunteers that are helping out in terms of creating easels and whatnot. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. One of our parent volunteers in our second grade group is a teacher at Jacobs High School, and she volunteered the Woods group to create an easel for us, taking care of their community project.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we're going to take that easel, and we've been granted a position, a little area in Ravenheart Coffee House that's in the Algonquin Commons Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be able to show our children's artwork. And another mom volunteer has offered weekly to swap out the children's artwork, so it's going to be a constant flow of different children. And so that you know, will have a broader representation of the children's artwork.
Mm-hmm.
We also have it all hung up in the hallways, and we are creating little portfolios for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And all their paintings will be placed in their portfolios and then given to their parents on education night in late spring.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. And even if you don't have very many future Surratts or Renoirs among the group, it's an outstanding memory to have to carry
mm-hmm.
with you for the rest of your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, how do you feel about having your art on the public display?
I don't really know.
Not sure? Kind of a mixed feeling about that? It's
yeah.
kind of cool to have people to be able to look at it, but it's a little, makes you a little nervous too, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, you know, it's always good to get things out there and have other people see it, and then they can have an appreciation for it as well, just like that you've been able to develop in the course of this. So we're going to have public displays. Raven Card, you said, was going to be
yes.
displaying it, and it's going to be turned over regularly each month as
mm-hmm.
new paintings are created. And that's going to be, well, that's going to be quite a display, because you were mentioning 500 and some children at the school are all going to be creating a new painting each month?
Absolutely. But also in the spring, we have the education fair, during which children are able to display their projects and their work throughout the school. And what we would like to begin this year is a fine arts exhibition as well. And
mm-hmm.
so we hope to procure some display stands, something lightweight and portable, where we can put up hundreds of mm-hmm. paintings or creations that the children make, so that we can have more of them displayed during this particular time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the education fair, if you'd like to join us.
Okay, very good. Well, and also be sure to send me information about that as
excellent.
Well.
Excellent, we will.
The radio station will be more than happy to promote it and let people out in the community know about it, because it would be a shame for this just to be contained just within the one school or just within the school district without other people being able to appreciate it as well.
Also, it will be held, our children's artwork will be held in the Algonquin Library. We're working on that, securing some positions, wall space, and meeting rooms. So
mm-hmm.
if you're ever in the library, you can take a look there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Very good. Excellent. Let's see here. It's 8:54 on this morning's People of People. Your phone calls are welcome at 847-931-1410. Julie, tell us, what are some of the other artists that you have planned for this year?
Well, next in November, we're going to be working on Alexander Calder,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be creating mobiles. We're going to teach the children about balance and kinetic energy, and we'll actually create a mobile using dowel rods, yarn, feathers, and beads, and we're going to put it together, and some will be lopsided, I'm sure, in the beginning, but then we'll balance it out, and that's, you know, he actually was an engineer, was his background,
mm-hmm.
and then his parents were both artists, and from there, his appreciation from art. He was a toy maker. He used balance in toy making,
mm-hmm.
and he created wonderful mobiles and sculptures. And so we're going to bring that to the children and let them create their own mobiles.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed here in speaking about him that he created mobiles and stabiles.
Correct. Yes.
What would a stabile be?
That's what you would see, like a steel small tube that has an indent in the top,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a needle that rests in that indent, and it's like a barbell, and it moves,
mm-hmm.
and that's what kinetic energy is about. So again, too, this program is designed to help children broaden their vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure that many children will understand what kinetic energy is until we show them through the stadia what that is,
sure.
and movement, and so.
Very good. Well, who are some of the other folks that you're going to be covering?
We're going to, and I think a great project that the schools are, and the children will love is Jackson Pollock in January.
Yeah.
We're just going to roll out paper and fill paint bottles, and they're just going to squirt away, and we're going to have one class painting, which will be just fabulous, that they'll all be interactive with one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn about Pablo Picasso and the Cubist style, and I know that that project is going to, we're going to ask the children to choose their two favorite people and take half of their face and draw it down, and then the other half will be representation of the second person. So, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. Now, well, I guess the for the Pollock project, you have to make sure that there's lots of...
newspaper spread down and sleeves rolled up.
Sleeves rolled up, the aprons covering, because
yeah.
there's a lot of splatter and a lot of activity going on with that. That should be fun on a lot of different levels.
And, you know, he used to also paint with a broom and a mop, but mm-hmm. we're just going to go easy in school and do the squirt bottles.
All right, very good. Let's see here. We're coming up on just about being out of time for this morning. Darlene, is there anything information that you would like to say about the program, how you feel about it, how your expectations for it beyond this year?
My expectations have been exceeded. Julie has been phenomenal. Her background and her personal skills and her ability to get people inspired by this program
mm-hmm.
have been extraordinary. Our children are thrilled with it. I know our teachers have an appreciation for it. It's just a wonderful opportunity to support of the education that we provide in District 300 through the use of our parent volunteers with the support of the foundation. It's absolutely wonderful, and I'm very, very happy about it. I hope it goes on forever.
All right, very good. Well, Callie, so far it seems like you've been pretty pleased with what you've learned in the program as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking forward to the rest of the year with it? And
yeah.
How about next year? You think you're going to do it again as well?
Definitely.
Okay, very good, very mm-hmm. good. And Julie, I know that of course this is in many ways your project, and you must be very pleased that it's off the ground and up and running.
Oh, I'm thrilled! I'm thrilled to see the response of the. I mean, to have 33 volunteers give up time is very exciting for me, and just really kind of, for lack of a better word, heartwarming that they're willing to just. You know, be part of this new startup program, and we're all learning together, shoulder to shoulder, and it's a great group of people.
All right, very good. We are out of time for this morning. It's the fastest 40 minutes in radio, a big sigh of relief here. Thanks very much to all three
Thank
of you for coming in this
Thank
morning.
You
Thank you, Dick.
Look forward to doing this again next month. Stay close. Up next, it's Kenneth John and Freedom Rings. For People to People, I'm Jack Davis. Have a great Monday.
This is your news and information station, AM 1410, WRMN, Elgin.
News. John Scott reporting. President Bush nominating Harriet Myers to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor of the U.S. Supreme Court. Although she has no experience on the bench, the president says she has a deep legal background.
For the past 5 years, Harriet Myers has served in critical roles in our nation's government, including one of the most important legal positions in the country, White House counsel.
Myers nomination subject to confirmation by the Senate. Meanwhile, John Roberts, now the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, with more on these stories. USA Radio Network White House correspondent Connie Lawn reports from Washington.
A moving and impressive investiture ceremony has been held in the Supreme Court. John Roberts was formally introduced by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and was sworn into office by Senior Justice John Paul Stevens. President Bush showed his respect for Justice Roberts and the court by attending the ceremony. Before that, President Bush named Harriet Myers to be a justice on the court if confirmed by the Senate. The court is now in session. Some early cases include the ban on partial birth abortion and assisted suicide laws. Tommy Lawn, USA Radio Network News, the White House.
Officials still looking into what caused a tour boat to capsize yesterday on the York's Lake George, killing 21 people. A group of elderly tourists from Michigan were on board that boat. The Dow is up 31 points. This is USA Radio Network News. Did you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Mr. Satter, you claim Priceline saves you up to $100 a night off other leading sites.
Yes, I do.
Causing irreparable damage to my clients.
The other sites?
How can you make such allegations?
When you name your own price, Priceline finds the hotel for you in your exact neighborhood in Starville. The hotels then give us huge discounts, which we pass on to you.
Your Honor, I seek a 5-minute recess.
To book a hotel, right? Priceline. Save like nowhere else.
Exact hotel shall make a purchase.
U.S. and Iraqi forces continue to pound terrorists in western Iraq during operations in the town of Sada, Kabela, and Ramana. Former Navy Intel Officer Malcolm Nass says there's a definite goal to these operations.
The effectiveness of these military troops through that area are solely designed to deny safe haven to the terrorists who are operating out with impunity out in western Iraq.
The operation to root out both insurgent Sunnis as well as foreign fighters.
The Sunni insurgents are critical to this just as much as the foreign fighters are necessary to provide suicide bombers to these Sunni insurgents.
Although he's still looking over a tape, it could lead to some clues about what of three blasts that killed 27 people in Bali over the weekend. The amateur video shows a man wearing a backpack as he entered a restaurant on the resort island. Seconds before the bomb went off, another 125 people were wounded in the three separate bombings that ripped through restaurants. Four of those were Americans for those wounded. This is USA Radio Network News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's free.
You get upset and overreact, and something, your experience gets inside your head, and you get upset with that and make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
I'm Monica Brubaker, president of New Life Printing and Services in Algonquin and publisher of the Business Connector magazine. Mark your calendar now for Thursday, November 10th for our annual business symposium at the Holiday Inn in Crystal Lake. You'll be hearing and seeing a lot about our participants. They're some of the most respected businesses in our market. Hall of Fame celebrity speaker Dr. Charles Petty will provide our audience with a spectacular presentation. Awards in the 5 Business Connector magazine themes will be presented. If you're looking for new business connections or to solidify present business relationships, you won't want to miss this incredible business event. Thursday, November 10th, beginning at 4:30 p.m., the Business Connector Magazine. Get connected. For more information, call New Life Printing and Services at 847-658-4111. 847-658-4111. Some of our participants are...
Keller Graduate School of DeVry University, Lost and Found Life Coach, Market Financial Group, LTD, McHenry Area Chamber of Commerce, and McHenry County College.
In the next 59 seconds, our goal is to turn non-environmentalists into environmentalists. To that end, we're handing the microphone over to a moose. After all, what better spokesman for the environment than animals themselves? Take it away, moose. Are we still rolling? All right. Get the moose out of here. Well, that wasn't very motivating, but if that didn't make you an environmentalist, maybe money will. For example, keeping your car regularly tuned and responding to the check engine light will make your car more efficient, which means cleaner air and less money spent on gas and repairs. For more ways to get green, go to GetGreen.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Alliance for Clean Air and Transportation, and Environmental Defense.
If you have land you want to protect from hunting, trapping, logging, and development, the organization to call is the Wildlife Land Trust. We've been part of the Humane Society of the United States for more than a decade, and we'll protect your land and the animals who make it their home forever. To find out more, call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. The Wildlife Land Trust. Saving lives by saving land.
Hi, this is Clay Walker, and I want you to join me and the Band Against MS Foundation in the fight to find a cure for multiple sclerosis. I am one of 350,000 people currently living with MS in the United States, and on behalf of all of them, I want to see MS cured in my lifetime. To learn more about how you can help, call 800-728-8051, 800-728-8051, or log on to www.bandagainstms.org.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Ring. I'm your host, Kenneth John, and with me is my producer, Mike.
Good morning.
We're still new at this right now with Mike and I, so we still only have our stuff pulled together. The music can keep on going.
Oh, gotcha.
No problem. Let's see. What happened this weekend? The Bears did not lose.
No, they're in first place.
Are you kidding me?
No, Minnesota lost and Detroit lost. By default, we are never in first place.
Well, there you go. You just don't play. That's the key to the Bears' success. Oh, man. And I am not hearing anything, Mike, on my headphone.
Let me work on
that. Maybe I didn't have it turned up enough. All right. Kind of. A little static, but it'll work.
All right.
Oh, not getting off to a good start. The White Sox. As a Cub fan, it was like a lot of Cub fans were in a no-lose situation. Yeah. If the White Sox blew it, we couldn't help but have a little laugh at that.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, as a Chicagoan, I'm kind of glad to see the White Sox. And do it in fashion, huh? Sweeping Cleveland.
Yeah, right at the end there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're on a good roll for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, right.
But I have an avid White Sox friend, fan, who thinks that they're not going to go anywhere with playing Boston first.
Ah, no.
So.
I beg to differ on that.
Yeah, all right. Well, we shall see.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? Before I forget, and I apologize ahead of time to listeners and supporters who are going to come to my jury trial tomorrow for my Seagull case, I found out this morning from my attorney that it has been delayed again. The other side asked for a continuance, evidently, and it's 2 weeks from today now, so that'd be the 18th. October 18th is my trial date, not tomorrow, folks. It's not tomorrow. I apologize if you change your schedule so you could come to the trial. So I've got a few weeks of life before I go to jail anyway. So, field warning for a seatbelt case? Now, how does that happen? Well, the way it happens is that I've decided that I'm not going to allow the judge to shut me up when I inform the jury of their existing rights, powers, and duties to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to what the judge's instructions may be. And it should bring about some interesting events at court at the very least, and who knows what may happen. But at some point, you know, some of us is going to have to stand up to the government and say, no, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to allow you to run roughshod over our rights. And, you know, the government, the police state, wins by default if we allow them to do that. And I've just decided, and being in the position independently as I am, not having family responsibilities at the time, is something I can do and I'm willing to do. So, at any rate, I apologize. It's October 18th, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow. So, there it is. Okay, next is stupid and or outrageous regulation of the week. And this is a good one. And I tell you, McHenry County is becoming one of my favorite counties. Of course, that's where I'm having my trial for my seatbelt case. This is also where McHenry County Sheriff Nygren has decided to try to extort protection money from the Galt Airport out in Greenwood, Illinois, in McHenry County. And what has happened is Galt Airport has had a series of concerts this summer that have been evidently pretty successful and from what I understand, no security problems. And they decided to set up a Katrina benefit concert. And the sheriff of McHenry County, Keith Nygren, and I'd urge all of you to call his office and say, what the hell is going on here? He's extorting. He's telling the organizers at Galt Airport on this concert that he will not permit them to go through with the concert unless they hire his deputies at $40 per hour per man and that he determines how many is needed. Now, please explain to me, folks, the difference between that and the mafia offered protection in their protection racket. This is exactly what it is a protection racket. This sheriff has even gone so far as to say, no, you can't hire your own security. You got to hire our security at our price, at our quantity. Or, this is what he said he'd do. He'd shut the streets down. He'd shut the access roads to Galt Airport so that people can't come. This is your police state at work, folks. This is your police state at work. This is where what it's come to is absolute protection racket extortion. Plain, simple, and evil, as it is. And I think
The sheriff needs to hear your opinions on this, folks. I suggest, and maybe we'll find a phone number before the end of the program for you to call. But this guy is such a jerk. I think he needs to have his life hassled as much as possible about this. This is so outrageous. Evidently, the village fathers of Greenwood are not liking it either. They're feeling that they're a little bit pressured by the police state tactics of McHenry County and the sheriff, Keith Nygren. We, by the way, will have the organizer of the Katrina benefit concert at Galt Airport on in 2 weeks, Diane Turnbull. And while I'm at it, let me go over. I have a schedule in front of me, which, surprise, surprise, kind of sounds actually going to give you a schedule of upcoming interviews. I know it hasn't happened before. I'm trying to get more organized all the time, folks, with a lot of help from friends. So next week is Joe Bannister. Joe Bannister is the former IRS criminal investigative agent that discovered that he couldn't find, or he asked questions about, you know, whether or not people are really required to file a tax return, and evidently was, fired, arrested, tried for conspiracy to commit tax fraud about, you know, with others or whatever nonsense, which he was found guilty, as we reported here about a month ago. So Joe Bannister will be on, and his is quite a story, folks. Don't miss it next week. Diane Turnbull, Galt Airport the following week. October 24th will be Morgan Reynolds, and I'm sorry, I don't know much about this. It's on UN Day. So if we're going to be talking about that, that'll be interesting, should the United Nations exist. October 31st, Mothers Against the Draft National Chair, Janine Hansen. And Janine Hansen will be a speaker at the upcoming Libertarian Party State Convention in Springfield, November 13th, 14th. As will Dr. Mary Ruart, who will be our guest November 7th. Dr. Mary Ruart, written a book called Healing Our World, is one of the best introductory books, I think, to the libertarian philosophy, especially for you Democrats, for those on the left. And she's great. She's great. So that's November 7th. But next week, Joe Bannister and Diane Turnbull, October 17th. Okay, today we are very pleased. We're going to have Senator Steve Rauschenberger as our guest, and we'll speak to him right after we break for a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a 2-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Ring to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. 877-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Watch the police and the tech man missing.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. We have Keith Nygren, the McHenry County Sheriff's phone number here. So write it down, folks. Here it is, 815-338-2144. That's 815-338-2144. The fax number is 815-338-9285. 815-338-9285. I suggest this guy needs to be hassled quite a bit. All right. Let's move on, and welcome once again to Freedom Rings, my favorite state senator, and probably my favorite elected officer in Illinois, Senator, who's running for governor, Senator Stephen Rauschenberger.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing, Steve?
Well, actually, I'm excited. Jim Edgar, one of the icons of the Republican Party from the 90s, announced on Friday that he was getting out of the way.
So cool.
We have a chance to kind of focus people on my candidacy and hopefully reconnect with the middle class in the state of Illinois who are not being served by the current administration.
Go ahead.
I'm excited.
Great. How's the campaign going?
Well, pretty well. It was 2 years and 11 days ago that I announced for the U.S. Senate, and I made that announcement. I was at 3% statewide name recognition, and I had about $12,000 on hand. Today, as I'm talking to you on the radio, we're in the mid-30s in statewide name recognition, so 10 times as much statewide name recognition, and we've already just about crossed $1 million fundraising threshold, so we're going to be able to compete with a couple of millionaire candidates in this next primary and give people a choice.
Oh, that's excellent. All right, let's get on to the issues. As we all know by now, all of us observe firsthand on TV and cable, the dismal response effort probably by all levels of government to the Katrina disaster.
Yes.
I'd like to just hear your comments on that and what you would do as governor in case some similar type of flooding of the Mississippi River or whatever would happen. How would you maybe do things differently?
Well, the interesting thing is, from my perspective, is when we've had floods along the Mississippi, and we did since I've been in office in 93 and 94, because of their size and their scope and kind of local nature, IEMA, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, and FEMA did a pretty good job responding. And when you think about the Florida hurricanes of the last 3 or 4 years, both the Florida Emergency Management and the Federal Emergency Management did okay kind of handling those problems. What seems to have really put the whole thing kind of in a cocked hat is the scope of this disaster. I mean, first of all, probably the strongest hurricane we've had in a couple of decades hit a wide area, and then secondarily, within 24 hours, the breach of the levees and the dislocation of 600,000 New Orleans. So I think the real lesson here is that, we may think we're prepared, but both 9/11 and Katrina should hopefully humble us a little and remind us that when you have a large scope, it's awful difficult to figure out how to respond to it quickly when you lose communication at the front line.
Well, so how would you prepare, what would you do to prepare more thoroughly, let's say?
Well, I think what the lesson from Louisiana at the state level is making sure that your chief executive, your governor, has got better information and makes decisions more quickly. It appears as if the governor of Louisiana was unsure for a couple of days whether she could handle it with the state resources or when she wanted to ask for federal troops. So, and I think it's a big step to ask federal troops to come into a sovereign state. So, I applaud her being thoughtful about it, but apparently the chaos in New Orleans meant that she did not have the information at her disposal to make good decisions and bring in the support from other states more quickly. So I think the concentration needs to be on making sure that you've got a chain of communication so those people who are responsible have good information. At one point, there was water and food available to go to the Superdome But the state officials were confused about how quickly they could evacuate, and they decided not to send the food and water.
And from what I understand, a lot of the officials prevented private organizations from sending.
Yeah, absolutely, because what they were worried about, apparently, they thought they were within 24 hours of evacuating the Superdome, and they were worried if they sent food and water that the word would get out and more people would come. So, I mean, it just seems that some of the decision-making was backward. It's like the mayor is saying that there would be 10,000, we needed 10,000 body bags because we've lost 10,000 or more New Orleans residents. And the unsupported and, you know, now kind of debunked claims of widespread rape and murder and snipers. Apparently of the more than 1,100 bodies that have been recovered, only four have died from gunshots. And I mean, now that's a tragedy, you know, in any place, four people. But
right.
It wasn't like there's 400. And I don't know that there's a single substantiated case of rape.
Right? Because I know they were reporting, that was reported a lot at the beginning there.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think CNN and Fox and some of those guys owe a little bit of America an apology. Because, you know, they're kind of frantic reporting and their willingness to kind of grace or to justify rumors as hard news without... you know, letting the public know that they couldn't substantiate it, and 48 hours later still reporting things that they couldn't substantiate.
That's never happened before.
I probably have, but I just think the talking heads ought to be a little bit more responsible. The effect of the morale on those 1,800 police officers and the 2,500 firefighters and the 12,000-15,000 National Guardsmen. Apparently there were some rescues that were aborted and some private helicopters that wouldn't go in because of the reports of snipers. So some of these things might have cost people, more pain and maybe a few lives. So, I think that's the most important thing is you got to have good, accurate information. We got to keep our heads about ourselves, even when we have the scale that we saw. So I would hope in Illinois that we would make sure that we concentrate on making sure that we have good information because, in the end, we got to almost everybody, but he probably could have done it a lot faster with better information and better leadership.
Well, now President Bush is flirting with the idea of repealing the Posse Comitatus Act, which prevents the military just from coming in at any time or at all, actually. Of course, they do it anyway. I think they still violate the act, but I think Bush wants to make it official. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, terrible idea. You know, as I said from the beginning here, I support the governor of Louisiana's caution about inviting the federal government in to take over civil authority. I mean, you know, we do not need well-intended or even not well-intended federal officials trampling on, sovereign rights. I would not be in support of that in any way, shape, or form.
Well,
we don't need to overreact to CNN reports and we just need to make sure we're smarter next time. We don't need to strip people of their rights.
Well, see, that's the tactic modus operandi, if you will, of government at every time, it seems, is that there's a small problem, they exacerbate the problem, and then in order to solve the problem, they ask for even bigger and bigger government, which, of course, is going to make the problem even worse.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we need to learn from this because we need to get better at it. But there's no precedent, in emergency management for evacuating 600,000 people in a city that's 8 feet below sea level. But also, it's the only city in the whole United States that way. So don't revise all of your procedures to deal with five more New Orleans because you're not going to have five more. So I agree with you, and I agree with your listeners. They need to closely guard the right of all of us to be protected from the federal government.
No, and it's there so that we to protect us against the possibility of a police state, military state, if you will.
Absolutely. I forget where I read it. Now, I don't want to quote this wrong because you get in real trouble doing it, but someone once, took a look at the last 200 years except for the influenza, governments, whether you're talking about Stalin, whether you're talking about Hitler, whether you're talking about Pol Pot, have killed more people than any other cause, with the exception of the influenza of the 19 teens. I mean, we need to make sure we understand that government needs to be our servant. It doesn't need to be our master.
Absolutely. Now we have people living in New Orleans. I know this isn't Illinois, but it's still a subject I think that a governor has to think about. Where these people in New Orleans are living, as you say, under sea level, on floodplains.
Yes.
And the government is subsidizing that through national flood insurance. Do you have an opinion on national flood insurance?
Absolutely. What we've done national flood insurance is an attempt to socialize the cost of people living in dangerous situations. It is a similar federal insurance dealing with earthquakes, a similar federal insurance dealing with other risks. Maybe there's nothing wrong with that part, but in Illinois, when we had cities that were flooded out from the breach of the levees along the Mississippi, there was a requirement that they rebuild on higher ground, that other Americans should only subsidize it once. I mean, you know, that...
if at all, but yeah, at most.
Absolutely, and I mean, if you buy that flood insurance or that earthquake insurance, the premiums are substantial, and you contribute to a fund. I don't think it covers all the costs, particularly not after a disaster like Katrina. But, you know, we need to think, Danny Hasser may have had it right when he said, you know, we ought to have some real conversation and some thought about whether we ought to rebuild New Orleans exactly as it is.
That's the only thing he said in the past 4 years that I've agreed with, and of course he got in big trouble for it.
Oh, I know. They slapped him down like he was, being a heretic. But when there are two or three towns along the Mississippi River, I'm sorry I don't know the name, that in the floods of 93 and 94, when the Mississippi breached, that had been rebuilt on the bluff overlooking the Mississippi now, so the taxpayers and the flood insurance pool will never have to pay twice.
Well, there you go.
I mean, we ought to be looking solidly at, better practices, and if we do participate in reconstruction, it ought to be with an eye toward a stable city, not rebuilding what we all thought we had there.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't be in favor of denying somebody their right to build on a floodplain if they want. I just don't want, as a taxpayer, have to pay for it. And,
absolutely.
And I think what you'd see is you might see some shacks type, the shacks built along, coastal zones, that sort of thing, instead of million-dollar homes.
Yes, yes. I mean, we had the same problem on the Outer Banks. We had the same problem along the East Coast where we've had hurricane damage. And we're facing the same thing in parts of Florida. The scientists say that we've just come through a 20-year trough where there have been less hurricanes, and we're now kind of in a peaking period. So for the next 12 to 15 years, they think the kind of hurricanes that we've seen this season are going to be more normal than what we've seen for the past 20 years. So,
from what I've heard from the climatologists, it's a cyclical thing, and we're entering a cycle with a lot of hurricanes.
And we ought to learn from that, not keep rebuilding the condos at the edge of the ocean and being surprised every 3 years when they're knocked out.
Right.
And some of that seems like common sense, and also, better for the long run of the country. The floods in New Orleans have been an issue for 150 years. There was a major case in the 30s where the leaders of New Orleans flooded major parts of the state to protect New Orleans. Kind of stood for people who were in the flooded areas about whether they were going to be compensated or not. So this is not like it's a new problem for New Orleans. If we reconstruct, let's do it right.
Yeah. We're talking with Senator Stephen Rauschenberger, who is a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor here in Illinois. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Have any comments, questions, observations, perceptions for Steve? Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs. The rest of us take the illegal ones. two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka. We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. Josh Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. Josh Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. Josh Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri, make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings talking with Senator Steven Rauschenberger. And
can I break in and say I love your commercials?
Thank you.
The Illinois Indoctrination Association is just a hoot.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that one, definitely. Thank you, I appreciate that.
Oh,
all right, how about taking a few phone calls?
Absolutely, love to.
All right, hello, John, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. I've got a couple of corrections to the Gulf Airport story. First, is that the Katrina concert did go off, and without the sheriff's...
So he backed down a little. The sheriff backed down for extortion?
Yes. And Diane Turnbull was not an organizer, but works for or worked closely with the Village of Greenwood.
Thank you, John. That's why I have you around.
Okay. And as Senator, now that Edgar is gone, I heard the state Republican Party is touting Topinka as the prime candidate.
The establishment choice?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the retrograde movement of the Republican Party that wants to go back to the Thompson years is promoting Judy Bart Topinka.
Well, don't you have two retrograde movements in the Republican Party? You got the other right-wing retrograde movement that's backing that milk guy.
Yeah, you could say that, too. I'm kind of flattered because in some ways the Judy Bart Topinka candidacy is a little bit of Stop Rauschenberger. There's an awful lot of people down in Springfield that know that because of my work on the budget that I won't put up with the kind of ethical shenanigans and the pay-for-play that's gone on. And they keep looking for antidotes to Rauschenberger being able to pull the Republican Party together.
Okay, another question.
I'm glad to see that those shenanigans don't only happen in the Libertarian Party.
Yeah. If you can judge a guy by his enemies, there are three people that worked to get rid of me in the 90s to knock me out of the Illinois Senate that have now gone to jail as part of the George Ryan indictment. So, some of my biggest enemies are spending time on the federal dole.
Excellent. Anything else, John?
Yes, I wanted to know how much of the state of Illinois' assets with regard to the National Guard are in Iraq and away from the state of Illinois?
I don't know exactly, but my recollection is, as far as Iraq, it's less than 20%. The Illinois units that are deployed are the supply units. A lot of the units that do truck transportation and fuel transportation. We have a fuel refueling wing that I think is deployed. Well, actually, more of our assets are deployed in air cover. It's our air wing that had been on a pretty long rotation, but they came home, I think, about 4 months ago. So when you look at the scope and the size of the National Guard nationally, I think it's about 20 or 25% of the National Guard assets at any one time are deployed overseas, and the majority of that, about 75% or so, is deployed in Iraq. The rest are Afghanistan and a couple of other peacekeeping missions that still are left over from the Clinton administration.
Okay. And do you have any comments about the governor finding this $1.2 billion after raiding the pension funds and not replacing that?
Yeah, I think it's probably the biggest tragedy we've inflicted on my two sons and the future of the state of Illinois. We after a lot of struggle in 1996, passed a law requiring state government each year as part of its balanced budget to fully fund the actuarial needs of the pension each year, so that the pension liability would not be allowed to grow in any fiscal year. So if you make promises that you're going to take care of people after they turn, retire and turn 65, that we ought to set the money aside to keep our promise.
So that's the law. That's the law right now.
That was the law, except the way they solved that was they went in and they amended the law. The Democrats in the House and the Senate, without a single Republican vote in the Senate, voted to exempt the next two budgets from that law. So the next step, if I were to be lucky enough to hit two home runs, to win the primary and have the support of people in the state, is we need to move it as a constitutional amendment. Because you can't trust legislative leaders and even future governors. It's too easy to take not fund the pensions and to spend that money on things that you think make people happier. I mean, we saw it in the Roman Empire, games and bread are not the right way to manage government, particularly when you're making long-term promises. I've spoken out aggressively against that. This is a real tragedy. And, Mike Madigan, who I thought was one of the real adults on station, I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but Mike Madigan historically has been pretty honest. I just was terribly disappointed that Mike Madigan not only went along with 1 year, but it's actually a two-year diversion. They're taking $1.2 billion out of the pension obligation this year and $1.1 next year. So to me, it looks like it's all about reelecting the people in charge, the city of Chicago Democrats.
Well, whoever's going to draft that constitutional amendment better be very clear and precise in the language and wording, because as you know, Steve, the U.S. Supreme Court and a lot of other courts seem to think that that freedom is slavery and isn't, and private is or public is private.
Yeah. Well, what I think is really amazing about the last 6 weeks, the debate about John Roberts, and I guess we'll see the coming debate again about this. The new lady, her name escapes me, but this idea that it's a terrible thing to have someone who's a strict constructionist that believes the Constitution is the base document, not the assorted case law that has been tortured through the court system. So I couldn't be more libertarian on the issue that the Constitution says what the Constitution says. The right of a citizen to bear arms shall not be infringed is not a discussion, it's a statement. And you go through the, there's some wonderfully strong and clear, cohesive language in that document. It's kind of amazing that they were able to put it together back in the late 1700s. But, you're absolutely right. Whatever we do, we have to be clear on its face, and then we have to hold judges accountable.
There you go.
I'm excited about your October 18th case.
It's going to be interesting, very interesting, Steve. I got a few more weeks before I go to jail, at least.
I just love the idea of kind of testing and reminding people and challenging the question of a fully informed jury.
I can assume if you become elected, when you become elected governor, that you will support Jury Rights Day as September 6th.
I already do, even as a state senator, and I would be more supportive or just as supportive as governor. The idea that juries are told it's just bizarre. I mean, jury nullification makes sense. It's there as a protection for the citizen.
Absolutely.
This is not about making sure judges aren't embarrassed or that state's attorneys don't get their way. I mean, to me, it's very frustrating that's even called into question.
Well, good for you. All right, let's move on. Now we have Tom. Hello, Tom.
Yes, Senator. I'm a lifelong Republican supporter, but the last two elections, very disappointing. The governor's race and then that shenanigans with the Senate race. How can you win us back? I mean, we're just so disgusted with the Republican Party at this state. We need new blood in there, and we need people to denounce that the Senate race should never have happened. It was a mistake, and start over fresh. But I don't see any apologies at all on the Republican side, and people just said, forget it, we're going to start over, and everybody, all the Republicans will gather together. But, what the Republican Party did for that Senate race is a total joke.
You're absolutely right, and I'll be the first to apologize to you. I thought what we did as a party was a mistake. We had good candidates who ran in that primary, and when the front runner stepped down under criticism from his own party leadership, Judy Bartsapinka, we should have gone to the second place finisher. And that's what you do when you disqualify an athlete in a race. It's the second place finisher. You don't decide to hold a committee and go seek out a winner for the race. I think it was embarrassing what happened to the Republican Party last summer. And, I certainly was frustrated by it. I had put and my family through and my friends through a 7.5-month race because I wanted to earn that nomination. And I came close in some ways but didn't do it. And you're right. It's going to be hard, though, because the Republican Party still has a lot of people in the Republican leadership who don't share the values of the Republican platform. They're interested in keeping the status quo where they've got power, where they get to have contracts, where they act as the spokesman. And until we kick those people out of the party, and that's what, I've been one of the first people and consistently calling for the national committeeman, the Illinois national committeeman, Bob Shalander, to step down, and that there's no room in the Republican Party for people who are in it to make personal gain. I don't blame you for being disgusted. I just hope that you'll recognize that some of us, maybe not as effectively as we'd like to, are trying to change the culture of the Republican Party.
I think a governor from Elgin would do good wonders for our area.
Well, it would be, I think, the first time in history that we've had a suburbanite elected to governor.
Would you live at the state house or would you come back to Elgin every night?
I would keep our house in Elgin because someday I wouldn't be governor, but I would live in the mansion. It's not going to be hard to persuade me to live at the seat of government in one of the most beautiful houses I've ever seen. My wife, the joke I tell people is my wife already measures for grace.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Thanks, Tom. All right, we're talking with Steve Rauschenberger, candidate for governor Republican nomination. This is WRMN 1410, and the phone number is 847-931-1410. Give us a call if you have any questions, comments, observations. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more,
you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Ring, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
We're back with Freedom Ring. Steve, would you like to comment on that bumper music?
It's a great show. It's always fun to be on.
All right, let's move on. We have Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And Steve, good to see you. Hear you again. One of my favorite Republicans.
Some of your best friends, huh, Tim?
Huh?
Some of your best friends are Republicans?
Some of my best friends are Republicans. Yeah, it's true, unfortunately. Can't get them to go libertarian quite, but to the point,
What's your what's the status of Joe Burkett? I heard he'd had a news conference not too long ago and basically said he'd stay out of the way if Edgar was going to run. Well, now Edgar's out of the way. You got any plan on how to go after Burkett? Is he going to run, Steve?
Well, it's my hope that Joe Burkett decides not to run. Joe Burkett ran 2 years ago, and he's a state's attorney, and he's an attorney, so he would have been well qualified in that race, I believe, for attorney general. The governor's office, I think, is a little different mission, and I'm hopeful that Joe Burkett doesn't make the primary more confusing in the Republican Party by kind of throwing his hat into the ring now. But what, you know, he'll do what he's going to do. We've had some very good conversations. I've tried to persuade Joe to help me rather than make it more confusing. But, you know, when he runs statewide, you know, you take a lot of counsel, and I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Would you say, though, that because of his involvement with the Cruz case and the subsequent efforts after that, that whole thing, and his record as a state's attorney for arm twisting confessions out of people, which later have been found to be untruthful confessions, that that on its face would disqualify him?
Well, I think those on its face make it very difficult for him to win the general election. But unfortunately, in the American system, there's no disqualifying from running. You know, one of my arguments with Joe is, you know, give yourself some time and don't try to run just because you ran last time. Because the points you raise, I think, are real problems for him to deal with. It's one of the reasons I think that he would not get a lot of support out of the editorial boards, which are important for a Republican candidate when you're facing a Democrat who's got more than $15 million in campaign funds. So I tend to agree with your analysis about the effect on the political process for him, but you know, I don't know how, if you've ever gotten to know any state's attorneys, but prosecutors have a different view of the world.
I sued a couple.
Tim, let's just leave. That's a good closing. We really have to move on.
Go on. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. All right, quickly. Peggy, hello. You're on the air.
Senator, I remember a few years ago when it was quite a flood in Naperville. My niece was involved in it and subsequently received a donation from FEMA to help her recover. That's a number of years ago. But the other day, she got a bill from them for $500 just for taxes were due, you know. And I thought that was rather unusual. I wondered if you heard of other people getting FEMA relief and then being billed years later for something, I don't know.
No, this is the first I've heard of it. In my district, on the west side of that flood, Aurora and Sugar Grove were dramatically affected by that flood. I remember getting a friend of mine to loan me a little plane, and we flew in 16 cases of water, and I think it was 160 sandwiches from Heavenly Ham, because we couldn't drive into that part of my Senate district. So I remember the flood very well, and but this is the first I've heard of someone getting a tax bill 6 years later. I hope she doesn't pay it, or he doesn't pay it right away until she gets somebody from, you know, a tax attorney takes a good look at that.
She paid it right away. She was quite frightened to think she owed him for that. Well, I just wondered if you had ever heard of it.
No. The federal government gave us, and now they're trying to take us away.
there's a surprise. Thanks for your call, Peggy.
Yeah.
Steve, if anybody would like to help you with your campaign, how can they do that?
If you're interested in getting involved or at least finding out more information about my run for governor, if you go to votesteve2006.com, we've got a great website. There's a place to register. We'll be happy to get you out our electronic emails, which will kind of put our policy positions out so people can take a look. There's a lot of good information on that. VoteSteve2006. If people are interested in contacting me in my role as a state senator, the best way to contact me is my email, and that is senator@srauschenberger.com.
srauschenberger.com. Okay, thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me on. We'll do it again. See you later.
All right. From Gandhi, if man will only realize that it's unmanly to obey laws that are unjust, no man's tyranny will enslave him.
the preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.
This is your news and information.